1450 WTMA, Gypsies, Tramps, and Thieves. That's Cher with Lee Richards. It's 725, 25 minutes after 7 now this morning with clear skies and 74 degrees. As far as the weather for today is concerned, partly cloudy and warm with our highs near 90 and a 30% chance of showers.
WTMA, Charleston.
Indictment against a deputy sheriff. This is Al Cammy, WTMA News. An Orangeburg County deputy sheriff has been indicted on a charge of murdering Emmanuel Fogel, a 23-year-old black man. With a report on that hearing and the Joanne Little murder trial, here's WTMA's Steve Bell.
A grand jury at Orangeburg heard testimony from 22 witnesses before returning the indictment yesterday against Clark Ryder, a white deputy, in connection with the May 10th shooting. The jurors declined, however, to indict First District Solicitor Norman Fogel, who was with Ryder when the black man was shot. Meanwhile, in Raleigh, North Carolina, testimony began in the Joanne Little murder trial with two police officers describing the jail cell where the body of the 62-year-old jailer Miss Little is accused of killing was found. Miss Little, a 21-year-old black woman, is charged with first-degree murder in the ice pick stabbing death of Clarence Allegood, a white part-time jailer who she said was trying to rape her.
A Lexington woman has filed a suit against the state. Joanne Reith is testing the constitutionality of a new housing law which would provide low-interest loans for low- and moderate-income families. The law was passed by this year's session of the General Assembly as the replacement for a similar statute which had been declared unconstitutional by the South Carolina Supreme Court. State officials say they welcome the suit, which will determine the status of the law. Another suit has been filed, this time by Merrill L. Smith, claiming ownership to the sand dunes on the Isle of Palms. Those dunes were leveled last December by area developer J.C. Long. Smith charges the beach company, the Gulfstream Dredging Company, and officials of those firms with trespassing on his property in a malicious manner. A total of 6 suits have now been filed in that continuing controversy, with J.C. Long laying claim to the dunes. All suits, in addition to damages, are seeking a restraining order against further leveling or destruction of the sand dunes. WTMA News Time, 727.
At CNS Bank, we've been calling ourselves the Action Bank for quite a while now. And we figure that when you give yourself a name like that, you'd better live up to it. One way we do that is by offering simple interest loans. And right now, we've got a lot to offer. Money for all kinds of consumer loans. Cars, boats, home improvement, just to name a few. So we'd like you to come in and name a few. And like we said, any time you come to CNS and get a loan, it's a simple interest loan. Simple interest isn't very complex, but yet a lot of banks don't offer it. What it means simply is that if you make your payment a few days before it's due, you save money. Every time you pay a little early, you pay a little less at CNS. So if you need a loan, you know which bank to come to. Money may be tight some places, but we're turning a lot of it loose. CNS, the Action Bank. Member FDIC.
An equal housing lender.
Two groups of senators meet in Columbia today. One panel will be deciding what to do about last week's federal court ruling on Senate reapportionment, and the other to consider preseason standing legislative committees. WTMA correspondent Tom Berry reports from the State House.
In addition to the 7 committee members, others invited to attend the reapportionment meeting are Attorney General Dan McLeod and legal aid to Governor Edwards. The governor was invited but had a previous commitment. Senator Marion Grosset, the chairman of the committee, said that McLeod will be asked to present legal ways that may be used to defend the current multi-member reapportionment plan. The U.S. Court of Appeals upheld the federal district court ruling that the U.S. Justice Department should have ruled on the reapportionment plan rather than deferring the decision to a 3-judge federal panel which held it to be constitutional.
Meanwhile, here in the port city, Armin Derfner, an attorney for the plaintiffs in the 3.5-year-long reapportionment battle, says that the state may have no appeal procedures available to it on the reapportionment decision. Asked what the state can do, Derfner telling WTMA News,
to seek a declaratory judgment in a 3-judge district court in the District of Columbia. That would not, however, hold things up. If they had that opportunity, they had that opportunity as long ago as 1972, and they chose not to take it. And I think that while they can still try it now, the courts would not let them wait And the courts would not say, well, we'll wait on that before making a reapportionment. I think they would have to go ahead and reapportion without seeking any further delay.
Congress has approved a 7-year extension of the 1965 Voting Rights Act. The legislation now covers various non-English speaking groups and finally puts to an end all types of literacy tests. As many as 700 Detroit police officers have been called into that city's west side in the wake of overnight disturbances. The shooting of a teenager by a bar owner sparked the looting and burning that has left 10 persons injured. A so far bloodless coup has toppled the Nigerian government of President Yakubu Gowon. The BBC reports that Radio Nigeria broadcast this morning that Lagos Airport is closed in the wake of the military takeover. WTMA News Time, 7:30.
If you're sick of being hassled every couple of thousand miles replacing worn-out tires, Dr. Tire at 6500 Rivers Avenue can cure your sickness and improve your car's performance as well. Replace your worn-out tires with brand-new Michelin steel-belted radials. Why radials? For better traction on wet and dry roads, for increased gas mileage, for the sheer strength of steel, and for drastically increased tread life. Why Michelin? Because Michelin was the first to manufacture radial tires. Their experience in radial design and manufacture is second to none. And Michelin warranties your new Michelin steel-belted radial tires for 40,000 miles. That means Michelin's roll along trouble-free for twice as long as any conventional tire. Why Dr. Tire? Because Dr. Tire is the Low Country's newest Michelin dealer, and their technicians have been factory trained in the correct installation of your new Michelin steel-belted radials. And Dr. Tire's reputation assures you of prompt and efficient service. What it comes to steel-belted radial tires, look to the leaders, Michelin and Dr. Tire, 6500 Rivers Avenue.
President Ford has arrived in southern Poland in the last hours of his visit to that country. Ford is in Krakow and will visit the World War II Nazi death camp at Auschwitz before leaving later this morning for Helsinki. Here's Forrest Boyd with the traveling presidential party.
President Ford will spend a very short time at Auschwitz today, perhaps no more than 3 minutes at the actual concentration camp. According to the schedule, he will not see the gas chambers or the barracks or the many reminders of horror. But the visit is symbolic. President Ford is the first U.S. president to visit Auschwitz.
A new appraisal being sought this day on Keeper's Island here in Charleston County. The state owns the property, which was purchased at a cost of $2.69 million, even though the two previous appraisals ranged from $1.6 million to $2.9 million. If the new appraisal drops below the paid price, the state will then owe the United States government the difference, since federal funds were used in the island's purchase. For the fifth time in 3 years, the Chavez Red and White store on Highway 61 has been robbed by armed bandits, and owner Sinclair Chavez says he's about ready to give up completely. He was robbed again yesterday afternoon by a lone gunman who snatched up all the $5 and $10 bills. In addition to being plagued with the holdups, Chavez reports that his store has been broken into more than a half dozen times. County police are investigating yesterday's heist. In sports this morning, checking some National League scores, the Cubs defeating Montreal 4-2, Philadelphia downing Houston 5-2, Cincinnati over San Francisco 8-4, and the Mets downing St. Louis 11-7. In American League play, Detroit shutting out the Yankees 3-0, Boston over Milwaukee 7-6, the White Sox edging out California 3-2, and Oakland soundly defeating Texas 12-6. WTMA News Time, 7:33.
If you're in the market for heavy equipment, remember that your Yale forklift dealer in the Charleston area is EMCO, the electrical machinery company at 4261 Pace Street in the Stark Industrial Park. EMCO will help you to apply the right truck for the job from the most complete line of Yale LP gas and electrical industrial trucks in the industry, with lift capacity from 2,000 to 15,000 pounds. And EMCO, your Yale dealer, is equipped to give you complete Yale PDQ lift truck service with a full inventory of Yale replacement parts and over-the-road service vans fully equipped to service you at your location. EMCO also maintains a large diversified rental fleet of Yale lift trucks as well as used Yale trucks. When you specify Yale industrial trucks, you don't get just a truck. You get a commitment to total customer satisfaction. Your Yale dealer puts it all together. EMCO, the
Electrical Machinery Company at 4261 Pace Street in the Stark Industrial Park.
Murder indictment issued against a deputy sheriff. It's 74 degrees, our high for today near 90. This is Al Cammy, WTMA News on Tuesday, July 29th, 1975.